Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas HaShavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Parshas Matos Maaseh is a mix of halacha and history. It starts off with Nedarim, who can make them, who can annul them, etc. It moves on to the revenge against Midian for the last two Parshios debacles. A battle was waged with Pinchas at the fore, Bnei Israel win, and the Pasuk goes into a lot of detail of who got what regarding the spoils. After the battle, there was a census by the army, and amazingly, not one single person had been killed. As a thanks to Hashem for this miracle and kindness, the officers donated to the Mishkan all the gold they had received as spoils from the battle. Next up, Reuven Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe asked for their machane to be Eiver HaYarden, because it's better for their animals. Moshe gives them a bit of a moser shmooze for it, but ultimately says, okay, on the condition that they lead the charge when it comes to the battles to capture Eretz Yisrael. The Parsha then lists the 42 journeys of Bnei Yisrael and where they encamped. The boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are stated, as well as the Ari Mikla, for people who murder Beshogeg. And last, Benos Salavchad are told to marry within their Shevet, so the land they were given in last week's Parsha stays within their Shevet. And that's the Parsha. Let's move on to a quick vart by my favorite, Rav Yosef Tzvi Salon. We're going to zoom in on the request Reuven Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe had to get the land Eiver HaYarden. They told Moshe, and I'm just going to paraphrase here from the Pasuk, that we'll build shelters for our flocks and cities for our kids. And Moshe responds with, build cities for your kids and shelters for your flock, which is basically the same thing, just inverted. And Chazal say that this was a subtle critique of these Shvatim, saying they had misplaced priorities by naming their animals first and kids second, and that they cared more for their money than their kids. Okay, so the delivery method may have been subtle, but the message was strong. And the answer is easy, but it doesn't satisfy. These are Shvatim who have spent the last 40 years in the desert surrounded by Hashem, living every day by miracle. Could we really say they were that shallow? So if you analyze the sequence of events, there's a logic trail. The biggest task for these Shvatim after the battle was to build shelters for their animals, because the cities they conquered were fine and complete. Sihon and Og had come out to the Midbar to fight with Bnei Yisrael. And this was a gift from Hashem, that Bnei Yisrael would not have to start from scratch. The cities they won were free to take and worth taking. So Reuven Gad and half of Menashe were just being practical. They needed a place for the animals first, and then there was plenty of places for their kids, and they can sort out those details second. The critique from Moshe was intended as follows. Yes, you may have a ready-made house to make your home, but don't forget who you got these homes and buildings from. Midian. And they're kind of gross when it comes to Avodah Zarah, immorality, and the like. The places and the lives that they led were impure, and putting your kids there without cleaning up shop will negatively affect them. So yes, building for your kids comes first, and your animals are second. Rav Salant goes further. How did these Shvatim even come to Ur? How did they not see it? Because they wanted the land, because they had these huge flocks, and this land was great for that. They were so focused on the Parnassa aspect that they didn't notice the other dangers lurking. So that's what's going on behind that small word inversion in the Pasuk. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.